Thanks for joining us today for the podcast. Today's topic is identifying donors, moving them from friends to followers to raving fans. Maybe you could say it's identification pyramid. You know, fundraising executives spend a lot of time looking at pyramids. We've done this for years, haven't we? The planning charts help us prioritize our fundraising goals and keep us focused on relationships that are really the most important to our organization. You know, all pyramids have strata, levels that categorize people, increasingly smaller but more significant groups. The goal, of course, is to progressively move people up the pyramid to the highest level of potential involvement. You know, you think about it, prospects become first-time donors, then they become repeat donors, then they become regular donors, and so on. You might see a direct mail response, personal visits, systematic gift, maybe something along the line of a major gift or a planned gift at the very top. But every fundraising pyramid that I've ever seen categorized people in actual or potential donors by amounts, frequency, or types of donors. But equally important for a long-term development strategy is the affinity of each donor feels for the organization. That suggests we need a pyramid for planning charts or a planning chart that categorizes people in terms of level and intensity of the relationship they have with the organization. You know, established a nonprofit leader may pay more attention to the dynamics of the 21st century grassroots philanthropy. Sometimes it is fundamentally different than what we've seen in the past. And what a good example is what you're seeing today, especially on the internet, when individuals who really are involved in a responsibility movement or a social movement are building their organizations by creating friends, followers, as well as they ask people to like them or join their group or forward their message. They've really taken connection to a whole new level that we've not seen in the past. Now, irrespective of established fundraisers' preference or lack of it, social media tools have really made a difference in our organization's future. We got to pay attention to the dynamics of the 21st century grassroots movement when it comes to philosophy of our approach to donors. When you think about it, it really does make sense to prioritize people based upon their relationship to the organization. So identification pyramid, we think we all would acknowledge that deepening donor relationships are important, and it must be planned and driven by specific activities. Truthfully, moving donors up the typical donation pyramid is often easier than moving them up the identification pyramid. And you might have levels like this: casual fan, raving fan, elite booster, and spokesman. I'll really emphasize this here in just a moment or two. You could compare this to colleges and their fan base. You know, you might have level one, which is the casual fan. They're on the bottom of the pyramid, and they're individuals who wish the team well. They may occasionally watch the game or maybe attend a game every so often. Casual fans tend to jump on and jump off the bandwagon depending on how the team's doing. So those are really kind of casual fans. Then you have that level two, which is the raving fan. They are passionate fans. They have all the gear. They fly the flags on their home. They decorate their home in team colors. They tailgate. They paint their face. They do all kinds of unusual things, maybe even plan a wedding around a game schedule. Those raving fans are engaged. But then you might have that booster. Now, this is level three. These folks are a little bit different. They are individuals who may not look like raving fans, but they are. They deeply identify with the team. They're an elite fraternity of supporters who feel a sense of responsibility, in fact, feel some sense of leadership for the team and ownership in the program. You know, they give generously. For a nonprofit, they raise money for programs. They recruit other boosters into a club. The program is where it is, largely because of their involvement. Those boosters, people who are engaged, who really help support the organization. But then you have that special level, level four. These are independent spokespeople. They glow with pride when they talk about your organization. Only a few organizations are really able to elevate donors to this level, where these individuals become an independent spokesperson. That would be a T. Boone Pickens for Oklahoma State University's athletic program, or what Jerry Lewis was to Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, or what Danny Thomas, now Marlo Thomas, are to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. These are major donors who became fully identified with the organization. In fact, The MD Foundation even refers to their young patients as Jerry's kids. If we measure people only in terms of donations or potential donations, we really miss a tremendous opportunity. We'll also be far less likely to develop our skills in winning hearts and stirring up passion for causes if we don't pay attention to their feelings about the organization. As we say, if you don't measure this and monitor it, you won't improve it. So let's now start thinking about that identification pyramid. Where do your donors fit on this pyramid? What is their interest? What is their passion level? These two are important factors in securing larger gifts. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast today.